This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. We begin today close to home. Campesinos Sin Fronteras is a nonprofit support and advocacy organization focused on migrant farm labor from their Somerton and San Luis offices. The agency has established relationships with local healthcare providers, elected officials, labor representatives, the U.S. Border Patrol, and others to provide and coordinate a variety of services to farm workers. This year, Campesinos Sin Fronteras is doing something new, putting its resources to work on behalf of a different population of migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers released into the community by the Border Patrol. In this conversation with KAWC's Victor Calderon, the agency's executive director, Emma Torres, says it wasn't something they had ever done or planned to do before.
As you know, Victor, we don't have an infrastructure here in Yuma County, like a shelter for asylum seekers or refugees. As a matter of fact, I don't think that we had too many of, people that usually, ask for asylum. So it has been for 2 years that we have not seen that phenomenon, but we started seeing the end of February. That's when we saw the first group of people. We got the first, the 25th of February, 26th, we had 50 people, families, mostly families. And most of these individuals from Cuba. Then we started seeing more people coming from Brazil and then from Romania and then from Dominican Republic and then from Venezuela. So just individuals that were not the traditional, immigrants that would come, seeking seeking asylum here. So what, knowing the community, knowing that there was really no infrastructure, we called different places to try to find them a place to stay, but we didn't find anything. The churches even were closed. So they were not allowed to stay in any of the churches that they got to. And all of a sudden we find ourselves with 50 people in the streets. And I got different friends calling me, Emma, what do we do? And I said, I don't know. What do we do? This is not something that Campesinos has done before. And so, being the agency that we are, they're always trying to respond to the needs of the community. And regardless of who that, individual or families are, just the fact that we are, a compassionate group of people in the community that said, what do we do, saying, let's do something. So that's how we started responding. And the first group that we had, some people we put in hotels and others we brought to the Church of God, Nuevo Nacimiento in Somerton, which was the only one that opened their doors, and it's because my husband is a pastor there. Literally, that's the only reason why we found a place for them to stay. And then we started learning about the situation and started trying to respond as a humanitarian effort, to see, what could we do, not knowing really how bad this problem was or how big it was going to start to be. It has been a continuous flow of people ever since, as you know, and we have probably helped close to 1,000 people in a month, a little bit over a month. So it's a lot of people.
The last question I have is, the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, and the Republicans are saying that the migrants are coming, the people are coming from Central America because of President Joe Biden and his policies. Are people telling you why they're coming? What do they say?
Well, first, they're not Central Americans. Like I said, they are not Central Americans. These are people that we have not seen in this community before. The other thing is that they're not coming to stay here. They're coming to reunite themselves with their families. In Florida, in New York, in Houston, Texas, in big urban cities. They're not coming to small rural communities. How they started coming, I have no idea why they started coming. They just, learned that, they could apply for asylum, and they found a way to come through. And and they started coming in, and I really don't know how the system is. I just know that the Border Patrol is out of capacity. They do not have the people to be even processing all these individuals, because they, in order for them to apply for asylum, they have to go through a background check and ensure that they're not criminals and that, you know, all of the background check that they have to do before they release them back into the community, back to us. And that's what the little system that we established was the first thing. And we're very thankful to Regional Center for stepping up and coming to do the COVID test to all the people that we've been serving. So by doing that, we're able to feel more secure also, and being able to find them, a place to stay or even the transportation now. So, you know, to protect their group also from COVID. And that's the system that we have. Now we get them we establish a relationship with the shelters, like in Tucson and in Mecca, California. And then we get them transportation, and then we provide them food and hand sanitizing, masks, and, you know, information about COVID. And we tell them what is going to happen, basically, that we don't have a place here for them, but where they're going, they're going to be helped to get to their families pretty quickly. And that's all. That's how we've been able to have this little system in place. But we still don't have a place. That we do have the church really as an emergency situation we hope that not to have, but just as an emergency shelter to, you know, hopefully, you know, help some of the families if they end up on the streets again.
Emma Torres, thank you so much for your time.
Gracias a ti.
That is KAWC's Victor Calderon speaking to Emma Torres, Executive Director of Campesinos Sin Fronteras, about its new role helping refugee and asylum seekers released into our community. When we come back, a deep dive into Medicare Advantage plans, how they are different from traditional Medicare, and why women and people of color say they serve them better. I'm Lou Gum. This is Arizona Edition on KAWC. We'll be right back.